Good evening. I would like to describe to you this evening how my life dramatically changed once I made a decision to more fully surrender my life to Jesus and my control to the Holy Spirit. And even though I've always been a Christian, I've always loved God, and throughout my life I've had a whole series of amazing God experiences. Up until 1999, I pretty much followed my own plans for my life and desires for my life and stuck to my own agenda for a given day. So without realizing it, I was severely restricting the ability of the Holy Spirit to work in my life. It was back in January of 1999 when I made that decision to surrender my life during a powerful time of prayer and confession with a couple of other people. And some of the changes occurred suddenly, and some of them have been more gradual over time. And as I describe some of the changes that occurred to me, it is my hope and prayer that your focus will not be on me as a person, but will be on the boundless love and care that the Holy Trinity has for each of us, and for their desire to enfold us and draw us into a close relationship and then to transform us. The first change I noticed occurred the very next morning. I woke up and I found myself spontaneously praising God. And that actually has pretty much continued and actually continues throughout a given day. And then I also began to live a life of gratitude where throughout every day I have this ongoing stream of thanks to God for everything, for his help, his mercy, his grace, and for just everyday things like being grateful that we have fresh, clean water to drink, for electricity, for a safe, warm shelter, and just on and on and on, for the ability to see and hear and speak and the like. And that attitude alone has really shifted me to a more joyful, contented state of being. And then my taste in music and books and television watching and movies started to change. And I found that I became much more discerning. And then I also switched in the mornings to listening to a Christian radio station. And that has been a real blessing in that each day I start off my day with my soul being nurtured and edified. And then I also began to have a hunger for prayer and for reading scripture. In the past, oftentimes reading scripture was a chore to me. And now the more I read, the more I love it, and the more I am blown away by the depth and the gift of God's Word to us. And also with the help of the Holy Spirit, God's Word has become more alive to me. And I also begin to desire to have a closer relationship with God and the Holy Spirit and with Jesus. And over time, my relationship with Jesus has grown tremendously. And he's my constant companion, and in fact, I have quite literally fallen in love with him. And more recently, my relationship is beginning to grow with the Holy Spirit. And I am deeply grateful for the direction and the guidance and even the correction and the discipline that I receive from him. And as I work to cling less to my own agenda and to be more open to the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I feel as though I'm finally giving the Holy Spirit more room to work within me. And then the more I do that, the happier I feel, and the more grounded I become, and the more fulfilled I become, and also the more meaning my life has. And as an outgrowth of me experiencing God's love so consistently, regardless of what is going on in my life, even during traumatic times, I've begun to increasingly trust that the Holy Spirit will provide whatever I need in any situation. And then I now understand that I'm far better off asking for help in any situation, regardless of what I'm doing, rather than trying to do it on my own. And the bottom line is that the Holy Spirit fills my weaknesses and shortcomings with only a strength that he can provide. And also the more love and care and guidance and mercy I receive, the more I feel compelled to testify to God's infinite goodness and love, and the greater desire I have to surrender to his will for my life. And that surrendering to his will is this everyday ongoing process, in that some days I succeed and other times I fail, but at least I feel like I'm moving in a direction of being able to surrender my life more consistently. And then finally, because I become more trusting of God over time, it has been getting easier for me to surrender my fears and anxieties and worries and so forth. In fact, each morning I surrender those characteristics and qualities that are not of God, and I ask the Holy Spirit to fill me with the opposite characteristics. So those are some of the changes that have occurred in me since 1999. Now, another thing that has really recently contributed to my growth process is, Naji mentioned, is being a part of this Dunamis group at COS. It's been a wonderful, eye-opening experience for me, and I've developed a greater appreciation and understanding of the role and the work of the Holy Spirit in my life, and I've begun to understand that I dramatically underestimate and underutilize the power of the Holy Spirit that is available to each one of us. And as an example, about a month ago, the Dunamis group members decided to lay hands on me for physical healing for my hands and wrists. I have a condition where my tendons are thickening and shortening, and the various other bodily ailments, including my back, which I've had pretty significant back problems since an injury in 1984. And then the day after we prayed, I noticed that I had more mobility in my wrists. In fact, I could put pressure on my hands. In fact, I could support my body weight on my hands. And then I was even able to kick up into a handstand, which I haven't been able to do for years, so even that was miraculous. And then, unbeknownst to me, a few days later, one of the members from the Dunamis group went to a service at another church where the pastor felt a prompting from the Holy Spirit to pray for healing for someone with chronic back issues. And then the more the pastor described this person, the more my two friends who attended that service became convinced that he was describing me. And so they went up to receive prayers on my behalf. And then while I had no idea that this had happened until about a week and a half later, at the same time, I began to notice dramatic improvements in my back. I noticed that all of a sudden I wasn't waking up in the middle of the night with severe pain, and I could move without severe pain, and I can actually get up in the morning without pain. And it's like, I haven't experienced anything like that for 20 years. And so it's just been miraculous to me. And so my healing, along with the healing of countless others, is just one piece of evidence that the Holy Spirit continues to work in power among us today. I'd like to close with a brief quote from a book entitled The Shack by William Young. He wrote a fictional story of a man's encounter with God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus. And at one point he wrote, "Pain has a way of clipping our wings and keeping us from being able to fly. And if left unresolved for very long, you can almost forget that you were ever created to fly in the first place." Those couple of sentences really struck me. The Bible teaches us that we are created to have an abundant life in Christ. And I began to realize that I have spent the majority of my life with my wings clipped. My prayer for all of us comes from Ephesians 3:16 through 20. "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with a power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." I was asked to select a song for us to sing now, and the song I selected was "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." It's one of my favorites, and you'll see the words on a sheet by your seat.